Hi, we're back, and we're talking with Carol Baskin of Big Cat Rescue. She says it's devoted to a vision of a world where animals are treated with respect. Tell us more about your mission, Carol.
You know, one of the most incredible things that I've noticed in seeing people interact with the cats at the sanctuary is that they'll email me later, they'll call me later, and they'll say that they made a connection with that animal like they've never made before. And it got me to thinking that it's a wonderful opportunity for us to really show people how similar we are to these animals and how they have such incredible needs and desires and drives just like we do. And if we can teach that kind of compassion by making that connection between a person and an animal, that hopefully people will carry that forward into their dealings with other human beings. So it's a great opportunity, I think, for us to bridge that gap and to create a sense of respect for all life there.
You know, in your website, I have to go back again to it because it makes it really personal. Watching the video and seeing the different cats who came from, you know, different, you have the history of where they came from and where they've gone to, and it's just really beautiful, and it is really changing. I know when you say on the volunteer website, you say that what you want is for people to watch that, and when they go to the donors page, it means that something inside has changed them, that they want to help, right?
It does, and I think every cat there has a similar story to some person that they can make a connection.
That's
so
beautiful.
There's so many cats.
That is so beautiful. I'm just hearing in your voice how personal this is to you. A question that's kind of off a little bit. Are these cats, are they intelligent? I mean, they say horses aren't the brightest of animals. They just sense your commands. But are large cats bright?
It's the biggest challenge that we deal with because these animals, even though our enclosures are a lot larger than most zoos, those animals are locked in those cages for 20 years, and they are so smart, and they are so bored out of their minds by being locked up that our volunteers and our staff every day are trying to come up with something different for them to do, something new, something challenging, anything, so that they're not just languishing there, because in the wild, to be the top predator, you have to be the smartest thing out there. I mean, they don't call them top cat for nothing. And to have them locked up and have all of that taken away from them, the very least we can do is to try and give them something.
Right. Well, what is your sanctuary like? What kind of environment do you put them in?
We're on 45 acres, and our smallest cage for like a 3-pound sand cat is about 900 square feet, which, you know, some people's apartments are that size. most of our cats are in about 1,200 square feet. Our tigers are in enclosures that run up to about 2,500 square feet, and then we have some tigers that are actually on 1 and 3 acres. And those guys can actually come down and swim in the lake, and all of the tigers have pools where they, and you can see this on our little videos if you log into the page with the videos, but they have little pools where they can lay and cool off. And we try to make it as natural as possible so there's lots of lush foliage and lots of plants and shade and everything.
And
so
people can actually come down to the sanctuary in Tampa, can't they, to watch these cats?
Yes, we have 14 tours throughout the week. It's a guided tour, and it takes about an hour and a half. And what you'll have is a person that takes you around, kind of like going through our website, and tells you about the individual cats and about where they came from and really tries to get you to connect with that animal.
That's so beautiful. We have 1 minute left in this session, but I just wanted to touch on, I heard that Bo Derek received the Wildlife Guardian Angel Award. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's something called the Fur Ball.
Oh, yeah.
What a great name.
That is a great name.
Our biggest gala of the year is called the Fur Ball, and the award was for the wonderful work that she's doing with the Coalition Against Wildlife Trafficking. She was appointed by President Bush as a special envoy to try and educate people about not buying these items that are made from animals, whether it be tiger furs or ivory or all of these types of things that people purchase that cause these animals to be poached in the wild. And so we wanted to reward her for that great work.
And this is an international delegation, isn't it?
Yes. They have a number of countries that have come on board. I think they've got like 8 countries on board and a lot of nonprofits that are all helping with this.
Well, look what you started, Carol. One person can make a difference. That's what we keep trying to be able to inspire people to do on this show.
Exactly. That's what we do. We're going to take another short break, and I want to hear a little bit more about this award that Bo Derek won. We'll be right back.